This is Valerie Van Boeven with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with 3 or more years of experience in the senior care market share their advice. So let's get to it. In a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Kim Hegwood, and we help families plan for the future, protect their loved ones, and guide them through the unexpected. And so that kind of covers a lot of our practice areas. And so it really embodies how we approach taking care of clients. Mm-hmm. So most people say, okay, well, what kind of areas do you practice? So I'll elaborate. And so we do a lot of elder law. We do estate planning. We do probate, guardianship, and special needs. And so and most of those are very interrelated when it comes to taking care of families. And so we want to make sure that we, you know, we cover as much of the, you know, of the things that truly that a family needs in a time of crisis and just in the time of non-crisis and just kind of planning ahead.
Don't we wish everyone would plan ahead?
we find that estate planning is the number one procrastinated thing people do.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. It is. It's tough to think about all this stuff. It's hard to ask these questions. It's hard to have these conversations. And so oftentimes it happens in a crisis. My question to you would be, if you could talk to anybody, the public out there, and you would say, here are the things that you need to think about before there's a crisis, what would be your best advice there?
Getting your documents in place, getting your legal documents in place. Absolutely. You know, your basics are, you know, your will packages, your wills, your medical power of attorney, your statutory dural power of attorney, your directive to physician, your HIPAA authorization, you know, your core basic documents at a minimum. You know, depending on your family dynamics, depending on age, depending on assets, depends on how much more advanced planning you do. And so it really makes a difference, you know, in having an opportunity to really advise somebody, hey, here's the best way for you to plan. We find that a lot of attorneys don't give really good legal advice when it comes to planning, especially for families that are blended. His and her kids have a lot of clients that have his, hers, and ours. Mm-hmm. You know, so you really have to plan carefully, and will-based planning doesn't do that. It doesn't plan well for blended families. It's not the best way to plan for minor children. You know, it's not the best way to plan for children with disabilities or adults with disabilities. You know, it's not the best way to plan for long-term care when you don't have long-term care insurance. You know, so having good documents in place and, you know, and sitting down with somebody that can really walk you through the process and make sure that you get a very good education. Because to me, I think education is most important. We have a ton of workshops on our website. You know, they're free to watch. You can watch as many as you want, you know, but to me, education is the most important thing. And I learned that the hard way, taking care of my grandparents, you know, how important it was, you know, because they had a, you know, their longtime attorney, you know, took care of them and all they had were wills, you know, and because George didn't do anything else, they didn't think they needed anything else, you know, and that was, you know, back in the day. It's been a while. You know, but it's really important to make sure that you find an attorney that truly cares about what happens to your family and gives you some good advice.
I think that people are under the misconception that a will takes care of it all. And I know, you know, the reality is that is a nice set of instructions, but that's where it ends. And it really, it takes a long time to go through probate, depending on the situation, right? And it is not, like for instance, my mother is married to her husband, who is not my father. So that would be a blended family. His kids get his stuff, I get my mom's stuff, and they have everything set up in trusts. So the directions are there, all the legalities are taken care of pretty much. And when one of them passes away, we know exactly what's supposed to happen. It's all there and it's all taken care of. Is that what you recommend is something?
Absolutely. So your parents got some, or your mom and stepdad got some really good advice, because will-based planning is the best way to disinherit children. Yeah. And so you want to make sure that, you know, that you do get that good advice, that somebody's willing to walk you through, you know, the realities, you know, and here in Texas, you know, probate's fairly easy. It's gotten a lot more expensive this year because the fees have gone up astronomical. But the reality is while probate is very easy here in Texas, you know, the only thing that passes through probate these days is, you know, your real estate, oil and gas, mineral rights, everything else you have in life passes through beneficiary designation. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that your beneficiary designations are done correctly. And, you know, once you give them to someone, they're theirs. You can't get it back. You can't change it to someone else. And, you know, I've had even clients that had minor children that named their minor children as beneficiaries or named the guardian, which is even worse, is the beneficiary on life insurance policies. You're like, they don't have to raise your kids and they get to keep the money. And so you always want to make sure that, you know, that you do those things. And part of what we do in my law practice, you know, because we do a lot of trust planning, is we help clients fund their trust. And that sets us apart from just about everybody out there. So we help clients with their beneficiary designations. We make sure they're done correctly. We have them bring us back copies of them so we know they're done correctly. I have a full-time funding coordinator. That's all she does is help clients make sure their stuff is done well, you know, because it makes a huge difference in planning, because most people don't think about those beneficiary designated assets, you know, and how they affect your plan when not done correctly.
Sure. And things change over the years.
Marriage, absolutely.
And you know, kids grow up and, so lots of things change over the years. So it's always good, you know, also to check in once in a while and make sure that things are still the same, that nothing has changed. And how old is everybody now? If they were minors then, you know, what do you want to change today? There's so many things that, you know, that you could be doing to make it easier on the kids when you are faced with a devastating illness. Or you're in a place where you can't speak, you know, those powers of attorney, those things, you know, they say, everybody puts it off because it's a hard conversation to have, but it's so important. So let me ask you this, what is the best thing about serving aging adults and their families?
I tell everybody, I miss my grandparents. Getting to hang out with somebody else's grandparents is the best part of my day. You know, it's, you truly have to, you know, for me, I love seniors. They're so knowledgeable and they're just, you know, we have just some of the nicest clients. And so they're just good people. And it just seems to be, and I don't know if it's the generation or, you know, or for specifically, or I'm just blessed with having a bunch of great clients, which could be true too.
Yeah.
You know, it's so good to be able to help them through the process, because I had to learn through with my grandparents, you know, I had to learn on the job. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like, I don't want someone else to have to go through all the heartache and hassle that I went through. You know, so it's better if I, you know, can catch them early, get them on the right path. It lessens the issues, you know, with the children, because, you know, you put a plan in place, and then I had to explain to a child, I see a child, that's a grown man, look, this is the plan that your parents put together. And this is what you have to do to implement this plan. Now that, you know, you've got a parent that's declining, you can do X, Y, and Z, but please don't do this because that's going to mess up the plan. You know, so really advising them to make sure that the plan that mom and dad put together will work when they need it. You know, now that it's coming into play of having, you know, what do we need to do? Being able to walk them through the process and making sure that everything gets done well, that the parents are getting taken care of the way they want to, because that's important. You know, I'm a huge fan of quality of life and, you know, and having as much dignity as possible. And, you know, and being able to make your own decisions in good, bad, or ugly, we want you to be able to make them. And so a lot of, you know, kids have problems with that. You walk them through the process of, hey, if your parents are competent, you know, they're grown-ups, they get to make those decisions, you know, regardless, they get to make those decisions. And so for us, it's just a matter of kind of helping them through that.
Sure. It's funny how a whole lot of dysfunction starts rising to the top when a parent gets sick and or passes away, and having the directions in place and the, you know, everything already done is so much easier on all the kids. The decisions are already made, and you know, that lessens the amount of insanity they have to all deal with when it's with. And maybe for definitely. You. Okay, so I'm gonna switch gears just a little bit. There are lots of senior care providers out there, home care agencies, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, care managers. I'm sure you've dealt with all ranges of senior care providers. If you could talk to those senior care providers, what piece of advice would you give them? What would you like them to tell their clients?
I would want them to tell their clients to make sure that they see a very good elder law attorney, to make sure their documents are in place, to make sure that they have that plan, because a lot of people are caught unprepared. You know, something happens, they end up in the hospital and they're going from the hospital to the nursing home for rehabilitation, but they're probably not going to leave after that. You know, and then they're, when in a crisis, there's usually one option. In pre-planning, there's lots of options. And you want clients to have as many options as possible. And so the better you plan, the more options you have. And so, and I think that's really important, you know, and we try to get that, you know, out, you know, independent living when people are at their best, you know, hey guys, y'all need to have, you know, really plan well so you have some good options. Otherwise in a crisis, it's ugly. You get one option and it may not be the one you like, but it's the one you're stuck with, you know, and I think people like having options. I think they want to be able to make good decisions. A lot of people are afraid of talking about death and dying. And I laugh until all my clients, we discuss that kind of stuff at the kitchen table.
Yeah. And, I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's in my family, it's just been the running joke, you know, for years of, you know, how we were all going to be taken care of, you know, when we're old and where we're going to be buried and all kind of fun stuff. You know, so it doesn't really bother me to talk about it. I'm less bothered about it because my faith is strong. And so, which helps immensely, I think, in the overall scheme of things. But I think that, I told this to a client one time, and I think it resonates, it's such a truth. If you have somebody you love, you plan.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have anybody you love, or if you don't like any of your family, do nothing. It's the last knife you can stick in their back. Because it's painful for those kids to come into my office going, I can't believe mom and dad didn't plan. You know, I can't believe they left us this mess that we're having to take care of. You know, so if you have somebody you love, you plan because it's so much easier on them.
Yeah.
And they will appreciate it immensely.
Yes. will thank you. Yes, it is. And because they're, most of the time, you know, we're in a moment of devastation and heartache, and it's, you know, you're having to make all these decisions that you weren't prepared for, because who's ever prepared for that?
Yeah.
So it's a rough time when you have to pile on all the things that might come up because no planning had been done. So yeah. I agree with you, and we appreciate what you do. Last question I have for you. It's supposed to be a fun one. When you have a win in life or in business, or a birthday or something fun's going on, how do you like to celebrate?
Well, I've reached the age where I have gift days. And so we don't have birthdays, we have gift days. And so, I think a celebration in my world has everything to do, you know, with the family. I've got awesome grandkids. I tell all my clients too that grandkids are our reward for not killing our children as teenagers.
And, yeah.
And if we could have them first, we'd have never had the children. And,
That's right.
So, the grandkids are so much fun. And so I spend a lot of time with them. I travel, hope to do more of it this year. I'm kind of a very novice photographer, but I usually find that I have one picture that I take when I go on vacation. And they're now starting to appear on my wall in my office. And aww, so
that's awesome.
And then I had the clients that gave me a beautiful picture for Christmas, and it's hanging in the wall right before you go into my conference rooms. And so, so it's just truly, really having some fun, spending time with family,
yep,
is what I, you know, enjoy more so than anything.
That's great. And great answer. We've had answers all over the map. It's hard for us kind of as caregivers of others or as helpers of others to take that time. It sounds like you've got a good handle. And I like the gift days instead of birthdays. That sounds good to me too.
Yeah. My mother is up to about a gift week now. So she expects to be spoiled a little bit longer than just one day. So so it's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this, for being on the show. We'll make sure all of your contact information is with this video, and we appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's nice talking to you, Valerie.